Blog Talk Radio.
Rich Rossi Live.
Welcome to Rich Rossi Live, and today is a show with controversy and fireworks due, I'm sure, here. We're even having some problems here with our transmission, a little buzz on the line, just so many calls and weird kind of racist messages coming through. Today I will be debating a gentleman who is the head of the DWCAA, and get this, it stands for Defend White Cops Always Association, calls himself Officer. I have some questions about all these titles he has. Officer Walter Dean, also a pastor of Memphis Baptist Church, and he feels all these shootings of unarmed black folks is justified, both in Ferguson and in Eric Garner's case and Trayvon Martin's case. In any case, he says his role of his organization is defend the white cops. So I'm going to challenge him, and we're going to have a debate here. He challenged me to a debate, and we are going to debate this issue today. And don't go anywhere. Listen to the show, and we'll be back with him in about 20 seconds on Richard Rossi Live. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live, and welcome to Walter Dean, head of DWCAA, and that's Defend White Cops Always Association. So, Mr. Dean, well, how did you find out about me and want to debate me on this whole issue?
Well, I heard your song on YouTube. That terrible song you wrote.
Well, thanks for the compliment.
That song, it wasn't a compliment. It was the worst piece of crap I'd ever heard on YouTube, that song you wrote, entitled The Death of Michael Brown. And you glorified that punk, that thug, Michael Brown. You glorify him like a martyr, like he's Jesus Christ Almighty. When that punk deserved to die, he was resisting arrest, number one.
You think he deserved to die for stealing cigars and, allegedly assaulting...
Not allegedly. He assaulted Officer Darren Wilson.
Well, Darren Wilson, I saw the pictures, Mr. Dean, and the bruise was so minuscule. It was this little pink mark on the side of his face. I mean... Certainly his injuries are nothing compared to the fatal injuries inflicted on Michael Brown.
The cops deserve to be respected, and I defend the cops.
Is there ever a situation, Mr. Dean, in which you would not defend the white cops?
The Bible says...
Well, I know you're quoting the Bible, and so you're a pastor in Memphis of a Baptist church.
That's right.
And you also claim to be an officer.
I don't claim to be an officer. I am an officer. And the Bible, you're trying to get me off track here. The Bible clearly says in Romans chapter 12, to submit to the authorities that be, they are ordained of God, and those who resist have a spirit of rebellion. The cops, when they tell you to stick your hands up and do something, you're supposed to do it.
I muted you for a second. Don't use the N-word on this show.
Well, it's all right for these hip-hop groups to use the N-word, isn't it, in their rap crap songs?
Well, that is different.
How is it different?
Well, if I have, say, a brother, let's say you have a brother in your family, and your brother's a little eccentric or something, and, you know, you joke about your brother, but you don't want the kids at school bullying and you're calling your brother names. So within the family, there's certain things you do But
well, that's a double standard. And my point is that if they would just cooperate with these men of God, these godly policemen that have been set there by God.
Now, the thing is, the problem with this interpretation, Mr. Dean, of the...
Call me Officer Dean, would you please?
Okay. I'll humor you. Officer Dean, if you follow that scripture to the nth literal degree, if you were in Nazi Germany, would you have done everything that Hitler and his police said to do because they were the ones in authority, or would you have rebelled against them?
Well, that's a whole nother story. Hitler was kind of given a bad rap. He's like a poster boy for Satan, and I don't want to get into all that stuff of how the Jewish people have misrepresented this and exaggerated the number of casualties over there.
Oh, okay, so you're going to deny the Holocaust now. Well, let's get back on track here. So you heard my song, and you got upset about my song.
Well, it was the worst piece of crap, and I'm a songwriter myself, and your song is terrible. Okay, well, let's
you know what, let me read the words to my song, because not all my listeners know my song, so we, you know, they, since you're a music expert and you think my song's so terrible, let me read the lyrics of my song and play it for you, and then you can play your song, because you told me part of the deal was you wanted to play a song you wrote supporting the white cops. So my song is on YouTube. It's called The Death of Michael Brown. And the Death of Michael Brown lyrics that I wrote and uploaded to YouTube, it says, down at the courthouse on a Monday afternoon, justice was thrown right out the window when a young white cop entered the room.
It was not thrown out the room. It was a grand jury, and I believe their decision.
Okay, well, just let me finish. You see, he shot a black boy. The boy stole a box of cigars. He said the boy was charging straight at me. I'd had to kill him because he gave me facial scars. Can't you see what's going on?
Well, Fox News is the only credible source that I listen.
Well, Fox News said that this guy's eye was hanging out of his eye socket and he couldn't see, and so that's why he had to shoot him 12 times from 100 feet away. Well, let me finish. The cop fired 12 times till he was fallen. The boy died in the street just like a bug. Fox News said he deserved to die. He was a gangbanger. The kid was just a thug.
Sounds like whoever said he was a thug knew what they were talking about.
Well, I tried to represent your point of view and the point of view like you in the song, so we heard both sides. Let me get to the chorus here. It says, laws reflect the values of society, but it seems now our values, they have gone. The law is sure tough when you're the minority, but the law can kill you and walk scot-free. Officer Wilson stood to testify. He said the boy reached right for my gun. I had to shoot him in cold blood from 100 feet away. But friend, can you imagine if this boy was your own son? I want to ask you that. What if this boy was your own son, Mr. Dean?
Well, that is absurd. Why would I have a nigger? I told you not to use the, don't use the N-word on this show. How, you're getting me upset. How would I ever have a black son? I'm as pure white bread as they come.
Okay, imagine it's your white son, Mr. Dean. How would you feel if this was done to your son?
Well, I don't have a son, so that's a absurd.
Have you ever been married?
I have, and that's none of your business.
Are you still married?
Not at the moment. I've been married 5 times, and I...
So you had bad luck, I guess, with women.
Yeah, the devil sent along 5 bad women. I just had the worst luck in the world. I believe it was probably the enemy, the evil one, sending these Jezebel type...
Okay, yeah, it was the woman's fault. Let me finish my song. Officer Wilson stood to testify. He said the boy reached right for my gun. I had to shoot him in cold blood from 100 feet away. Friend, can you imagine if this boy was your own son? The boy's name, it was Michael Brown. Gentle Giant was his nickname. And if your eyes are still too blind to see, well, Jesus' eyes, they're weeping all the same. Laws reflect the values of society, but all our values, are they gone? The law is tough when you're in the minority, but they can kill you, then walk scot-free. Can't you see what's going on? So I'm going to play my song from YouTube. Audio quality is not tip-top. It's coming from a laptop from YouTube. But bear with me, and then I promised equal time that Walter Dean head of the DWCAA, Defending White Cops Always Association, will sing his song. But here's my song, The Death of Michael Brown.
I'd like to share with you a song I just wrote about the death of Michael Brown. It's from my heart, and thank you for taking a few minutes to listen to it.
Thanks for letting me share my song I wrote.
Well, you're not welcome. That was the worst, crappiest song. It sounds like fingernails on a chalkboard, and you're falling for the lies of the liberal mass media. I only listen to a credible source, which is Fox News. CNN and those liberals, forget it. Forget it. They are not willing to look at the facts that these thugs and gang-banging, pants-hanging-down folks, these libtards, whine and wail and cry. Oh, it's just terrible. And now, part of the problem is we've had this guy in the White House. It's supposed to be the White House. Now it's the Black House.
Well, look, I don't want to hear the racist stuff now. If you don't like Obama's policies, that's one thing. But let's get back to your song. You claim that you've written a song that's 10 times better than mine, defending the white cops.
That's right. It's the DWCA, Defending White Cops Always Association theme song. Let me read the words to mine, because you read yours first. Let's be fair.
Sure, read your words.
Okay. Here's the words to our theme song at Defending White Cops. If the cops are white, they are in the right.
That's ridiculous. No, just because they're white, you're saying they're in the right no matter what they do.
Did I interrupt your song now? Let me finish.
You did interrupt my song, but go ahead.
But if the perp is black, he better get back. Don't resist arrest, because the cops always know best.
I thought father always knew best.
Don't be a smartass. Now, let me finish. If you're a thug who's black, boy, you might be next. So let me play this for you.
Oh, I can't believe I agreed to let you play this song, this racist piece. You think my song was a piece of crap. I can't wait to hear this masterpiece.
Okay, let me make sure my guitar here is tuned up. 1 second.
Okay, here's my song.
If the cop is white, you know he's in the right. And if the perp is black, boy, he better get on back. Don't you resist arrest, cause the cops always know best. And if you're a thug who's black, well, boy, you might be next.
That's your masterpiece? I mean, I don't really take your criticism of my song too seriously after hearing that.
Well, you just disagree with it because you're a black lover. You're defending these thugs.
And you probably don't like my song because I was, questioning the trigger-happy police. But let's get to the Eric Garner thing. You think that one was justified as well. Is that right?
That's right. As an officer, I can tell you that
you're an officer.
That's right. Don't get me off my point. That the police were trying to get this thug, Eric Garner.
Is every black person a thug to you?
Well, let me just say this. If I see a black man walking down the street, I'm getting to the other side of the street. Not like a white guy where I'll say howdy. I will walk on the other side of the street immediately, knowing the potential for thug-like behavior has gone up by the fact that he is black. And I think Eric Garner, man, he just brought this on himself. He didn't take responsibility for what he did. And if you look at it carefully, he kept saying, "I can't breathe." But the fact he can say, "I can't breathe," shows he could breathe.
Well, yes, he could breathe enough to say, "I can't breathe." But when he says, "I can't breathe," he was trying to let them know that they were choking him, that they needed to back off on the choking.
Then why didn't he say, "Back off on the choking"?
He was in a traumatic situation trying to let them know to ease up on the choking. I mean, you could argue minutia about he had a breath enough to say it, but, you know, you're missing the point that
you're missing the point that he's resisting an arrest. He's resisting authority. And the white officer, how do we know he didn't have a gun?
Because his hands, you can see clearly in the video, he doesn't have a hands. He had his hands, you can see his hands in the video.
How do we know they didn't Photoshop that footage? Some of these libtards from, trying to manipulate us. And we need to watch Fox News if you want to get the truth.
Okay, yeah, I know. Fox News always, I'm not even going to argue that point. This was a man, by the way, folks that are listening, father of six. And it was this animal, these police descending on him like a pack of animals, bringing him to the ground. And what was his crime? Murder? Serial killer? No. Sold some cigarettes, and oh yeah, he resisted arrest, being harassed by this pack of police here. Anyways, we're going to go to the phone lines here. There's people really worked up about all this. And you can talk with Walter Dean, head of the DWCAA, Defending White Cops Always Association. You can express your opinion. I hope you can all do it in a civil manner. The phones are all jammed up, but we're going to pause for a moment for program identification and be right back, inviting you all over the world into this conversation on Richard Rossi Live.
Rich Rossi, Rich Rossi, with a nice thing, with a nice thing, alone from God.
I know what you're thinking. Since the phone lines are all busy, should I or shouldn't I keep calling? Well, if I were you, I'd keep trying. Go ahead and make your day.
Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live. And we're going to line one in Palos Verdes, California. And we have a call, first-time caller who says she's 92 years old. This is Louise. And you're on live on Richard Rossi Live. Hi, Louise.
Well, hello there. I'm a avid listener of the show. I like the way you are calmly discuss things.
Well, thank you, Louise. And what are your feelings about these controversial incidents of the shootings of unarmed black men by white cops?
I feel that we've gone backwards with this, back to like the 50s before civil rights.
I know the feeling. I mean, and I guess being 94, you were, let's see, back in the 50s, were you a young mother and wife at the time?
That's right. I have five of my own children. And I think the constant abuse of our president because of him being a black man, although the gentleman like Walter Dean would say, it's not that his race, but I think all the 6-7 years of obstructing everything he's trying to do has created this climate now of anger towards the blacks, and the white cops feel free to shoot them whenever they want. I mean,
Now, Mr. Dean, would you agree that part of your animosity towards blacks and towards the president is the race? I mean,
they're rioting, they're looting, they're destroying their own town. Obama is not even born here; he's a Muslim, and it has to do. It's, you don't play the race card. You're playing a race card now. Don't you play the race card on me?
Well, earlier you said you were upset that the White House has become the Black House, so I think if you're really being honest, part of your hatred of Obama is the fact that he is black. I mean, do you hate other white Democrats like Bill Clinton or Joe Biden or other figures to the degree that you hate Obama?
Well, I want to give you 2 cents for any of those liberals out there, but Obama's the worst of the lot. I mean, he wasn't even born here. This man is of mixed race. He's a product of a unbiblical white-black union.
What do you mean, unbiblical union?
Well, it's clear in the Bible. It says in the book of Acts to let the bloodlines of the races be separate, number one. And number two, when Noah was naked after the ark.
Yeah, I remember he got drunk. He was laying there.
Well, he had 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Shem and Japheth covered up his nakedness, but Ham, who was the father of the black African race, exposed his nakedness and was cursed by Noah to be a slave to the others. So they have lost their place, and now we got the White House as a black house. They're mouthing off to the good white cops, and that are standing up for truth, justice, and the American way.
Well, I thought that was Superman.
Well, thank you, Louise, for your call, and God bless you. You have any other closing comment or question, Louise?
Well, I just feel Rodney King hit the nail on the head when he said, can't we all just get along?
Well, I agree, and it is sad. We had a videotape of Rodney King a pack of police beating him, and we had a video on Eric Garner, who passed away this week, and people say the cop cams would end the debate if the cops were forced to wear cameras, but here we have videotape in a couple of these incidents like that, and they still get acquitted. In Rodney King's case, they moved the trial after they convicted the officers, and they appealed it into Simi Valley, which is a very kind of conservative white, pro-police, defend white police no matter what, kind of like Mr. Dean, and they got the cops off. So a lot of this is, whether we like to admit it or not, does tie down to race. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had a friend, Mr. Dean, Walter Dean, have you ever had a friend who was black?
Are you kidding me? I stick to my own people. I've never had a black friend in my life.
Well, I wish you would have a good black friend. I think it might help you to...
Why would it help me to hang out with a bunch of deadbeats who collect welfare and don't work?
I told you, I really don't like the racial stereotypes. I of all my African-American friends, of which there are many, they all work. I don't know what you're talking about. But let's get back to the phone lines and see who we have here. Okay. This is Bruce Altenbach calling from Seattle. And... he also likes Fox News. Bruce, you're on Richard Rossi Live.
Yeah, I like Fox News. Fox News, they always have like a truthful opinion about things. I mean, you watch these other liberal shows, and they just trying to always make the cops look bad. And even if, let's say 20% of the cops that kill blacks, maybe it's wrong, maybe 20% was a bad move, but 80% of the time they're making the right choice. So I can live with 20%.
Well, I can't live with 20% of the deaths of black men being a mistake, because 80% of the time they're doing some good things. I'm sorry, that's way too high for me. I wish this would never happen again. It will happen, unfortunately, again, but I hope that it'll be few and far between. I have a question to ask you, Mr. Dean, because I've checked into your legal credentials. You've said that you are an officer and know police procedure, et cetera. I checked where you live, and none of the there's no record of you. You are not a police officer with any of the police forces, unless that you're undercover or something like that. Where exactly are you a cop or an officer?
I resent you checking into my credentials. I really resent that. I am the head of security at the Memphis Mall.
So you're a mall cop?
You can make a joke about it all you want, but I am on the front lines as a mall cop. We have two levels of stores that need good security. And I, as top mall cop there, am one of the finest Memphis mall cops in the business.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't. I'm sorry. I laughed. It's just I'm thinking of this funny movie called Mall Cop. I saw a couple years ago with Kevin James. But anyways, well, I want to thank you all for tuning in today to Richard Rossi Live, and you can follow the show. There's a button to follow. And in the words of St. Francis of Assisi, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. And where there's injury, let me sow pardon. And hopefully this show has made some of you think or take a step back at this whole larger issue. And thank you, all of you, for supporting the show. And I thank all of you who have spread the word. of my song, The Death of Michael Brown. It's really went all over the place and encouraged people to for peace and justice. Go with God and be blessed. And thank you once again for tuning in to Richard Rossi Live. And we'll have a closing program identification, and we have some very exciting shows coming up.
Yes, don't be a fool. Don't Mickey with that dial. Keep it tuned to Rich Rossi Live. Get the massage.
I hope you got the message of peace and justice and that we're all the same. You know, biologically, whatever our race, we're 90% the same. It's just a different skin pigment.